Hello and welcome back to I'm No Rookie. I'm Aya, your host, guiding you through the exciting world of transitioning into educational roles in the beauty and wellness industry. Are you ready to make this year the one where you truly shine online? Let's dive into today's topic, all about how to start building your online presence as an educator. I'm going to share three key steps. But first, I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered which part of your professional passion could light up the digital world? Think about that as we explore these steps together. So you've decided this is the year to build your online presence as an educator, and you're wondering where to start first. The first thing to decide is what you'll discuss on your account. There's honestly no point in picking your social media platform or creating a website without listing the areas you plan to be part of your content pillars. But what are content pillars? Content pillars are fundamental topics or themes around which you'll build your content strategy on. They represent the core subjects or critical areas of focus that are most relevant to your brand and your audience. Each pillar acts as a cornerstone supporting various types of content like blog posts, social media, updates, podcasts, or videos. In my case, with my expertise in the beauty and wellness industry, my content pillars include topics such as career development, beauty and wellness. This is where I'm offering advice on how beauty and wellness professionals can advance their careers, pivot into educational roles, or develop new skills. Another content pillar for me would be digital marketing, but again, beauty and wellness professionals, sharing insights on leveraging digital tools and platforms to build a professional brand and online presence effectively. Another content pillar for me is teaching and training in the industry, where I'm going to be providing resources and tips for those looking to transition to roles as educators and trainers. And lastly, my fourth content pillar is wellness and self-care practices. This is where I want to discuss the importance of wellness and self-care and how professionals in the industry can integrate these practices into their lives and work. These pillars not only help me stay focused and consistent in my messaging, but also make it easier for my target audience to understand what I stand for and what they can expect from my content. This approach would be particularly effective for my LinkedIn articles, podcast episodes, Instagram reels, and YouTube content, aligning well with my goal of engaging and educating beauty and wellness professionals. So what could yours be? Even if you're new to all this, what areas are you passionate about and could create content around? The second thing to do when you're deciding on building online presence as an educator is to select the platform or the platforms to use to connect with your audience. Now, this part is exciting. It's like picking the stage where your voice will be heard the loudest. So are you on Instagram with its vibrant visuals, videos, GIFs, memes, and engaging stories? Or maybe you're more at home on YouTube, where you can share in-depth tutorials and connect through video. Perhaps LinkedIn is your go-to perfect for networking with professionals, sharing more detailed, thought-provoking content. Remember, there's no right or wrong answer here. It's all about where you feel you can best express yourself and where your audience loves hanging out. And hey, don't feel pressure to be everywhere at once. Quality over quantity, always. It's better to rock one platform than to spread yourself too thin across many. Consider where you can consistently deliver value and show up as your authentic self. That's where your tribe will find you. Now, the third key thing, and this is crucial, it's all about engagement. Yes, I'm not even directing you to build a website yet. You don't need one right now. Build an online presence isn't just about posting content, it's about building a community. Engaging with your followers, respond to their comments, ask for their opinions, and maybe even collaborate with a few educators. This isn't just a one-way street, it's a dialogue. By engaging, you're not just building your audience, you're creating relationships. The relationships will fuel your growth and help establish you as a trusted beauty and wellness educator. As you are new You want to be consistent with your posting. Before posting, first go and engage on other people's accounts. Add comments and be supportive and stay in conversations. Then post. Why? Because engagement is the key to visibility, especially on social media platforms. When you actively comment and participate in discussions on other accounts, you're not just being supportive, you're also making your presence known. It's like walking into a room and saying hello. It gets you noticed. This is especially true when starting. You want people to recognize your name, associate it with value, insights, and then when they see your content, they're more likely to engage back. It's a two-way street that builds mutual respect and interest. After posting your content, the engagement shouldn't stop there. It's just as important to interact with those who comment on your post. Answer their questions, thank them for their insights, and maybe even ask a follow-up question to keep the conversation going. It's not only boosts your post through the algorithms, thanks to the increased activity, but it also shows your audience that you value their input, their time. Think of it as hosting a party. You wouldn't just open the doors and then disappear. You'd mingle, chat, and ensure everyone's having a good time. And don't forget to monitor your posts for engagement in the first few hours. This period is crucial because it signals to the platform that your content is engaging, boosting its reach to a broader audience. Remember, your goal is to become a recognized and trusted figure in the beauty and wellness education space. Engagement is the tool that helps you build that trust and authority. So engage before you post to establish a presence, post with the intent to educate and inspire, and then engage again to nurture the community you're building. So there you have it, the three critical steps to kickstarting your journey as an online beauty and wellness educator. So you want to define your content pillars, choose your platform, and engage, engage, and engage. Keep these in mind and you'll be well on your way to creating a meaningful and impactful online presence. Remember, stay consistent, stay authentic, and most importantly, enjoy connecting and growing with your community. And also remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. You've got this. All right, that's all for now. If you found this helpful, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more tips on building your career in the beauty and wellness industry. And if you have any questions or need a bit more guidance, drop a comment, send me a message on Instagram via DM.